Aircheckdownloads.com.
Later on today, Clive Warren with the top 10 of 10. Brian Moore on the home run. And let's not forget those mystery voices. Coming up at 9:30 for £5,000 still. Just a bit after 9 now on Tony Horn in the Morning. Let's replay you the 30th Great North Run. Joel Goldman.
Good morning. There'll be around 54,000 groans this morning as people stand up for the first time after the 30th Bupa Great North Run.
Metro Radio weather with Tustain Motors, the new name for Vauxhall in Northumberland.
A fairly bright, dry start today, but we are expecting some showers and some cloud once again. Pretty much the same conditions as yesterday. Highs of 16 degrees.
Bit of an ego trip putting yourself out at the start of the bulletin. Anton Deck following you. Crikey. Highly after that. Ridiculous. Hey, listen, by the way, is there anybody listening, you know, who doesn't think that that's a smokescreen, the Pakistan thing? I can't think of one England player. And you're talking about people like Colley here, you know, who didn't play Friday, but very much part of that setup, right at the hub of it. I can't think of one England player who I've ever looked at and thought, you look bent.
And can you imagine it? The timing as well. Given the big hiatus over it, why would any England player at any point do it anyway?
Yeah.
But no.
Well, we'll see.
It's about deflecting the spotlight off the Pakistan team, and you don't have to be Bergerac to spot that, you know? I mean, that's just a simple fact, isn't it?
It's the morning after the day before, and 50,000 souls and 100,000 limbs are waking up to pain like never before. This is the traditional day after the Great North Run show, only with Tony Horn in the Morning on Metro Radio.
Metro Radio's continuous traffic watch with Hodgson Toyota Car Servicing, that is reassuringly professional and surprisingly affordable.
Here's Captain Marky Mark with the traffic. Good morning, Marky.
Morning, Tony. Still very busy, I'm afraid. Nothing untoward, just volume of traffic. Southbound A1, slow at Gosford Park, and then again from the airport all the way down past the Metro Centre to Lovely Hill and a little bit beyond. Northbound still very busy up past the Washington services to the Angel. The tunnel's a bit better southbound, 10 minutes or so. Northbound, 15 minutes just over. If you're heading over the Tyne Bridge, you'll find it very slow southbound all the way back and beyond the Great North Road. Northbound's busy off Askew Road. If you're heading out of Sunderland or into Sunderland and Durham City, the same thing to be easing off a bit there, just busy but moving. I'll be back this afternoon, Brian Moore's home run, and in the meantime, if you do, give us a call, 0191 488 3188.
Metro Radio's £5,000 Mystery Voices. Tell us the 9 to win £5,000.
Metro Radio.
Tony.
In the Morning.
For every new voice guest, we'll give you £100. For your chance to play, wake up with Tony Horn in the Morning and listen all day at work. Metro Radio's £5,000 Mystery Voices. On the station for winners. Metro Radio.
She's all laid up in bed with a book.
The script, and for the first time on Metro Radio, it's 9:15. This is Tony Horn in the Morning. Thanks very much for listening today. Thanks very much for listening over the weekend and what has been probably the greatest outside broadcast Metro Radio has ever been involved in. It's the greatest event that the North East puts on year after year. Paul sends me an email. I did my fourth Great North Run yesterday. We had two girls with us who did it for the first time. They thought it was magical. We finished in 1:30.
Ooh.
They totally get it. It all started as an idea on New Year's Eve after a few too many beers. And today we are sore. But the mental high from it. I mean, it's such a strange thing that most people don't enjoy the actual process of running, I'm sure. But afterwards, coming off it, it's incredible. Here's Barry in North Shields. He says, what an amazing weekend from the build-up on Friday, Saturday's Quayside events, and of course yesterday. I did my best time at 1:51, knocking 10 minutes off last year. Such an emotional event that I feel guilty as this year chose not to do it for charities. I did the New York Marathon for charity and have pestered folk to death for that. So this was a personal run, which I think is not a solitary viewpoint. I share that, and I think that that's indicative of the times.
Oh, I think it's very, very hard at the minute. I know this year people have found the Just Giving pages harder than ever to get people to, you know, donate.
Barry says, an amazing day. Weather was spot on. It was. Nice bit of refreshing drizzle halfway round. Luckily, I was finished by the time the heavens opened. That was perfect for me. I finished, I went right to the tent where I go after and sat down, and then it rained. I'm still thinking, he says, about a lad who collapsed 150 metres before the finish. He was fitting, and I think as in having a fit. And St John's ambulance were all over him. He was desperate to crawl to the finish. Hope he's okay, and would have carried him across if I could. Great coverage from the radio station. We had the afternoon in my dad's camper van parked at the finish line. There were a lot of camper vans there.
That's a good idea. Get your cup of tea on. And
drinking beer and having hot dogs, yeah. Anna, stronger than the tea. I watched the BBC coverage when I got on. It's so emotional to watch the stories, efforts and passions. Can't wait till the next one. Barry in North Shields. It's not often I read an entire email out, but I think that just about sums it. And I have to say, you know, BBC, superb coverage, but the scheduler who puts the highlights programme on so late, it's doing a disservice to the people that run the thing and want to come and watch it straight away. Good morning, Kath. Your husband ran the race. How is he?
He's okay. He's got sore legs this morning, Tony, but he's gone to work.
He's buzzing, is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he loves it. He loves it so much. And I'm so proud that he's done 30. An absolute triumph, I think.
You understand now everything that we've been talking about over the years and over the weekend and today, I'm sure.
Absolutely do. And he's raised a lot of money for breast cancer campaign, which is great, because I was twice suffering, so was his mum. So that's wonderful. Okay.
What's his name, sorry?
Robin Armstrong.
Okay. And
number 349 he was.
How many dinners did you do him, Robin? Because I haven't asked Tony yet. I ask him every year how many dinners he's had. How many dinners did your husband have?
Say again, sorry?
How many dinners did he have when he got in?
How many dinners?
Yeah.
Just the one, but he had a swim straight after that. It took him for a swim, so he had a little...
I think that's very okay. important. I normally have one when we get back to the hotel. Yeah. Just 5 minutes in the jacuzzi. And then all that footsie's a bit too much.
and people keep thinking... beer afterwards as well.
Oh, listen, do you want to know what I had yesterday? Seriously.
Yes, yeah, right. How many dinners?
Okay, I had a pint when I finished, and then I drank about 3 quarters of a bottle of red wine.
Oh, my God.
Any water or anything like that?
Hang on. And I had a dumpling dinner, a sausage and mash, and then a dumpling dinner and a tiny piece of salmon and a pudding.
Oh, my God.
And that is about half what I normally eat afterwards.
Really?
And then I went out last night and I had 6.5 pints.
And it went straight to your head.
No, I felt fantastic this morning walking across.
I just don't know how you do that. I couldn't drink water at the end of the last one. I felt so ill.
I don't know how you could drink.
I told you, it's my Christmas day.
I would be hammered. I'd be falling
over.
Yeah,
but I can take it.
I know, you're tougher than me.
Well done to you.
Well, thank you, but...
And we'll see you next year.
For sure, yeah. And, you know, we say that as a kind of throwaway line, but if for some reason there was something that meant that I couldn't be there, yeah. I mean, I'd be so detached from the race because it will be 2 years on, you know, the next time you come along, I would be devastated.
And absolutely.
To the degree that if a family event were scheduled... for the weekend, I would probably not go to the family event. This is what it means to me. And, you know, I have dark thoughts sometimes. I get it from my dad, who worked in insurance and over the years has seen a lot of dead bodies and things like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like Wednesday, what if a tragedy happened now?
Yes.
You know, and I really had to duck out of the race.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'd still be back for the race.
You've got to be. We've cancelled holidays to do this.
Well, great to talk to you.
And you too. Thank you so much.
See you again. Same time, same place next year. Thank you, Kath. Well done.
Tony Horn in the morning.
With Newcastle College. Register today to become an apprentice.
Continues in moments on Metro Radio. This time last year, Metro Radio unearthed a brand new local treasure.
The winner is... Joe
McElderry from South Shields stormed the X Factor 2010 and fulfilled the dream of having his own songs played on the station he grew up listening to.
I've been desperate to talk to Metro Radio. I love Metro Radio, so I've been desperate to talk to you.
And now, 1 year on, he's back. Please welcome one of our favorite sons, Mr. Joe McElderry on Metro Radio.
Next Monday, and here's his song, Ambitions. You're going to love it. Joe McElderry, Ambitions. I'm surprised how good and how different that is. Joe's coming in, he said, next Monday morning on the show. Next, they're still here. Metro Radio's Mystery Voices. It's time to ring.
Tony Horn in the morning.
With Newcastle College. Register online to visit our October Higher Education Open Day.
Continues in moments on Metro
Starting
Radio.
Starting a new business isn't...
Metro Radio's Mystery Voices.
Tell us the nine to win £5,000.
Here comes Helen, who's opposite me old house in Durham. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Good, ready to go?
Yes, go on then.
Right, coming up after this, the Metro Radio Workday kicking off. Clive's got the top 10 at 10. Brian's on the home run. We're going to have another go tomorrow from 6. These are the mystery voices.
Metro Radio.
Home. Tony.
One.
In the morning.
I wish you well, Helen. Anna's going to talk you through it.
Okay, Helen, so I will give you the words, and all you have to do is tell me the name of the celebrities or the people that you believe them to be. Are you ready?
Yes, okay, go on then.
Okay, here we go. Metro.
Robbie Williams.
Radio.
Katie Price.
Home.
Enrique Iglesias.
Of.
Chris Ryan.
Tony.
Jerry Halliwell.
Horn.
Emma Bunton.
In.
Nelson Mandela.
The.
Chris Ryan.
Morning.
Cyndi Lauper.
Helen, you've got 8 out of 9. I'm not going to dither because Tony needs to go home. He's got sore legs.
Yeah, I
got to
go. See you, Hel. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
11:30
Metro
next time.
Radio's Mystery Voices. Name the 9 to win £5,000. Metro Radio.
Here's my key. Philosophy.
Introducing
Kesha,
Alicia Keys.
It's yours truly, Jason Derulo on Metro.
Metro Radio.
Metro Radio.
Hi, this is Sandra Burke.
Oh, here I go. Don't leave me sound without you.
I'm like a beast.
Metro Radio. Now broadcasting live via your iPhone. Go to metroradio.co.uk/iPhone.
Aircheckdownloads.com.